Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having our good friend Garrett Sutton back on the show. Garrett's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. Nationally acclaimed corporate attorney and asset protection expert. One of the top in the galaxy. Founder of Corporate Direct and the Sutton Law Center. He's the author of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series of books. Start Your Own Corporation. Also, Scam Proof Your Assets. I think that's his new one. He's our good friend Garrett Sutton. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for being having me on today.
You're always welcome here, Garrett. So one of the things that we've talked a lot about on this show over the years, and I'm talking about way back. I mean, I introduced people to the concept of phishing and then spear phishing. And I mean, we've been talking about scams for at least 20 years. I helped IBM launch their cybersecurity program probably 15 years ago. And so I've been doing this a long time, and every year what I notice is we get more diligent, but yet the cyber crime industry gets bigger. What's wrong with that picture, Garrett?
Well, there's a lot wrong with it, Jim. 20 million people reported having problems, and that's not even the full number. People don't report this to the government, although they should.
You'd be ashamed of it. Are you kidding me? We don't want people to know how stupid we were.
Well, exactly. And this is widespread criminality. I mean, let's focus on what this really is. This is a crime wave out there.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to take steps to protect themselves. It'd be nice if the government went after these people, but they don't. So you need to keep your guard up, and that's why I wrote Scam Proof Your Assets. It's interesting, the Rich Dad community did a survey of what are some of the biggest fears people have out there, and one of the biggest fears is being scammed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I wrote the book to provide.
What's an example? What are an example of a third decade of the 21st century type of scam? What are the different kinds that you see?
Well, there's plenty of real estate scams. They're financial institution scams, and then it ranges. It goes from medical scams to vanity and romance scams.
Huh.
They're all designed to get at your assets.
And you're not just talking about cybercrime like phishing and things like that. You're talking about the old kind, the grifter kind of scams. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about the Penelope, the whole gamut of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are in-person grifter scams still going on. What was that Robert Redford movie? The Sting.
The Sting, right,
Those kind of scams that you saw in the 20s.
Elder scams. There's a lot of elder scams. There's a whole bunch of elder scams. These people will find these older people who are declining in their mental capacity. They'll tug at their heartstrings, and these people will write them checks. They'll clean their bank account. I know families who grandma's bank account got cleaned out because they found grandma. They pulled at her heartstrings. She just kept writing them checks.
That's what happens, Jim. And so many of these people who are scammed are lonely, right?
Yeah,
people will get on the phone with someone who's isolated, and with COVID, people aren't visiting each other. And so this is a perfect time for the scamsters to find that elderly person who needs some sort of company over the phone, and they will become friends with these people, quote-unquote friends. And like you say, Jim, drain the bank account.
But those are what we'd call a retail type of thing. That takes more effort. That takes a lot of. They've got to find them. They got to dial up the phone. They got to get them on the phone. More of these older people have cell phones. They don't have more and more people don't have landlines. Of course, if they have a landline, they're pretty sure they got a prospect for them. But the wholesale are the ones where they do the million hits a night to try to pick up people online who are grandma's on Facebook or she's on one of the social medias and then she gets hooked into that or he does gets hooked into that.
Right. And so you have the Nigerian email scam where people, they send out a million messages.
The prince.
And
the Nigerian
all they
prince.
Need is, and Jim, doing the research for this book, that is the oldest scam out there. They used to call it the Spanish prince. That scam has been going on since the 1700s and 1800s. Hmm. It was with letters. It wasn't over the email,
right.
But it was the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I know. I actually know somebody who bid on that, the Nigerian thing. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. Come right back and talk some more about how you can scam-proof your assets, your life, your estate, with the guy who knows all about that, a corporate attorney, nationally acclaimed, author of Scam-Proof Your Assets, Garrett Sutton. I'm Jim Blassen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.